my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 5th, 2014. This is the USA in which the wicked ruling class and ruling families. This is what Bruce Springsteen is talking about. This is what the E Street Band is talking about. How the wicked ruling class and families destroy the poor working class masses, take out jobs, take out opportunities, and maneuver us into going to foreign lands like Vietnam to kill the yellow sister and brother. No, we'll have no more of that. We're getting into the science of the universe. That which was seen on the throne of the Almighty by Apostle John, the Almighty as the Jasper, the Almighty as the sacred divine feminine and the sacred divine masculine in sacred divine unison. We're looking at the properties of the waters of Noon. Look here. In the waters of Noon is jasper. In the waters of Noon is quartz, a hard white or colorless mineral consisting of silicon dioxide found widely in igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary rocks. It is often colored by impurities as in amethyst, citrine, and sargon. So quartz is a mineral we're looking at. And it further says that quartz can be colorless all the way through to black. Look at how quartz is made up of the various elements of the table of elements. Was it silicon? Silicon dioxide. And we know that all of the wars are fought over minerals and resources. And it further talks about a crystal habit, a six-sided prism ending in six-sided pyramid. Watch this now. We're getting into something, sisters and brothers. Quartz as hexagonal, having six sides, looking like a sort of pyramid. And then we get down to quartz as the second most abundant mineral in the Earth's continental crust. It is made up of a continuous framework of silicon, oxygen, tetrahedra, with each oxygen being shared with two tetrahedra, giving an overall formula of silicon dioxide, but silicon oxygen tetrahedra. So you got silicon and oxygen four. Silicon oxygen tetrahedra. This is so interesting, and I'm taking my time. Research these words on your own. Jasper, quartz, tetrahedra. There are many different varieties of quartz, several of which are semi-precious gemstones. Especially in Europe and the Middle East, varieties of quartz have been, since antiquity, the most commonly used minerals in the making of jewelry and hard stone carvings. So they go to Europe, they go to the Middle East, they go to Africa,
to get minerals, make jewelry. They kill over jewelry. They kill over resources and minerals. But the Almighty has put these resources and minerals in the earth, and these resources and minerals in the earth come original from the waters of Nun and the Christos Atum, the light of the universe. Remember, the scientists teach us that this time period of transformation, the time period of light and sound, as the Big Bang, inaudible, invisible, then audible, visible, coming from the African teaching and African Dogon, teaching about the Poto seed bursting forth from Emiya, the egg of the universe, spiraling as light and sound, invisible, inaudible, then visible, then audible. And from this infinitesimal point of light, you now have the transforming of all the waters of Nun, water, melanin of the universe, the melanin of the universe transformed into the mass matter material universe that we live in today. And now we have all of these minerals in the earth, not for just a few to use, but for the whole of the human family. This is what Apostle John is looking at. Now let's hit that word tetrahedron. Tetrahedron. The quartz is seen as a six-sided tetrahedron, a six-sided prism, a six-sided pyramid. This is a tetrahedron, or similar to a tetrahedron. The tetrahedron is a solid having four plane triangular faces. We saw six earlier, but now we're looking at the tetrahedra having four triangular faces, a triangular pyramid. From the Greek tetrahedros, four-sided. Now look, sisters and brothers, in Africa, when the Africans were looking at this science of the waters of Nun, looking at the precious stones in the waters of Nun, looking at the jasper, looking at the quartz, looking at the chalcedony, looking at crystals in the waters of Nun, the Africans saw all of this science original and began to construct their civilization and society based on the science of the universe, the science of dark matter, the science of the water, melanin of the universe, waters of Nun, the science of the jasper, the science of crystals, the science of the tetrahedron. And so the pyramid, four sides that you can see, the bottom side you cannot see, five sides really all together, but the four sides that you can see, tetrahedron. And there are scholars of Egypt and Kemet who teach us that the pyramid was constructed to create energy. And when you look at the pyramid, the three pyramids at Giza, the Giza Plateau, the Horem Akit that is called the Sphinx, and you look at the whole layout, it looks like an energy grid. And so various, they call them meridians in the earth, where the energy of the earth is really strong. And you see pyramids in those places. You see capital cities in those places. You see mounds in those places. You see pyramids and mounds in Europe, in America, North America, in Central and South America and Mexico. These Africans went all over the earth and tracking energy grids, meridians, places where energy was strong in order to use that energy for the benefit of their civilizations and cities. And we see that we learn these truths from various peoples, including the Ancient Aliens TV program on the History Channel. I am thankful to them for their great work. One may not agree with everything that they say, but when they go into the science, you better sit up and listen. When you check out Tesla, the understudy of Thomas Edison, I forget his first name, but Tesla, great scientific mind who studied Africa, studied Sanskrit and Hindu, and understood this science, and he understood that the whole of the earth was full of energy and wanted to use that energy freely for the human family, and everything he did was shut down and destroyed because, who was it? The fella that was the head of the oil. I forget his name now, but you know those titans, those folk back in those days who were the head of steel and oil and various energies. That fella, the head of oil in those days, said, no, we're not going to go your route, Mr. Tesla, because I can't make money off of free energy, free for the human family. So forget what you're doing. We're going to push you aside. So the ancient Africans understood this science and understood the prism and understood the seven colors of the rainbow and understood that in between those seven colors is dark matter, dark energy. This is that six-sided pyramid understanding, the prism. And then you see in Revelation 4 and 3 later, the throne is surrounded by a rainbow. So we see that science right there in Revelation, originally understood by the ancient African Hebrews and the ancient African Kemites, that we see here in the definitions of the words quartz and tetrahedron, four-sided pyramid. And we see that the Africans constructed the four-sided pyramid, the four sides you can see, the fifth side, which was the floor side that you can't see. And so that science of energy, science of light being utilized by the Africans. And then we look at the word chalcedony. Chalcedony. I think I'm saying that correctly. This word is defined as a microcrystalline type of quartz occurring in several forms, including onyx, agate, and jasper. And so we come back to jasper as an opaque or dark reddish-brown variety of chalcedony. Okay? These minerals in the waters of noon, seen by the Apostle John on the throne of the Almighty as he began to look into the science of the heavens and the science of the waters of noon. Then you see an emerald in the scripture, Revelation 4 verse 3. We see a rainbow around about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald. So the rainbow that surrounded the throne was like an emerald. Now let's go back to the notes. Did I squash my notes? Oh, there we go. An emerald. Emerald green. Bright green precious stone consisting of chromium, chromium-rich variety of beryl. A small, let me see, bright green in color. Emerald from the Latin, Greek, maragdos, from the Semitic, barakat, and barak, flash and sparkle. Now, beryl is a transparent, pale green, blue or yellow mineral consisting of silicate of beryllium and aluminum, sometimes used as a gemstone. Do we not use aluminum in our daily lives? These are the waters of noon. The science of the water, melanin, dark matter, dark energy of the universe, transformed by Atum Christos, Ra, Lord Shiva, monstrance, fire of light, into the mass, matter, material universe that we have today that is full of all of these minerals and resources and precious stones. And then we go to that word Arizusa. I tried to track down, and Arizusa is related to turquoise. So I tracked down turquoise, green, blue color. You see, the ancients, the gods and the goddesses, some of them represented as blue. Some of them represented as tan and brown and brass. Some of them represented as green. Lord Shiva as blue with the all-seeing eye in the middle of his forehead. Krishna as blue. Quetzalcoatl as blue. Some of the ancients in Kemite as blue and sometimes green. See, we were describing the scientific reality of the various colors to be found in the waters of noon and the science of this plasma quartz type waters of noon from which we all come from. Turquoise waters of the bay. So sometimes the waters are green. Sometimes waters on the earth are blue. And so turquoise is the word that describes the color, whether blue or whether green. A semi-precious stone. Typically opaque or dark and of a greenish blue or sky blue color, consisting of a hydrated hydroxyl phosphate of copper and aluminum. So you see these elements from the table of elements constructing other elements, and you see copper and you see aluminum as resources from the earth, minerals and resources. Also, we have water and salt associated with turquoise, as in opaque. Opaque meaning dark, not transparent, not translucent, impenetrable to light. So light can't penetrate this darkness, not allowing light to pass through, not transmitting radiation. So we're talking about the waters of noon in the state before the light that came out of the darkness that then transformed the waters of noon into the various forms of mass, matter, material that we have today. But turquoise, opaque, not shining, not bright, but dark, blue to green mineral that is a hydrous phosphate of copper and aluminum. It shows the chemical formula, and I can't read it, but C, capital C, lowercase u, capital I, capital L, number 6, parenthesis PO4, then 4, then parenthesis OH, maybe oxygen and hydrogen, then a number 8, then 4, H is probably hydrogen, then 2, and then O, which is probably oxygen. So we see that in the waters of known is earth, air, fire, and water. It is a rare and valuable in finer grades and has been prized as a gem and ornamental stone for thousands of years owing to its unique hue. More, we see, I was checking out a website that was describing jasper and the various things that we have been looking at, and at madbaptist.org, commentary of the book of Revelation chapter 4. This is the description I'm looking at from Mad Baptist. He described God, talking about Apostle John in the book of Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, described God without any human features, but only by his brightness. And then the jasper stone, a transparent stone, when light is shown through it, shows different colors. So we're back to the prism. We're back to the tetrahedron. We're back to the six-sided pyramid, four-sided pyramid, five-sided pyramid, the rainbow, the various colors, and shown different colors. Crystallizusa has to do with different colors, according to Mad Baptist. It is the second stone in the breastplate of the high priest. So the high priest's garments has this jasper stone as the second stone in the high priest's garments. Now, I can't remember whether it's the Ur or the Tum. Let me see. Ur has to do with fire. Light, fire, and light. And then the Ur has to do with truth and integrity. And so one of these stones was the jasper stone. Or was it one of the 12 stones in the chest of the high priest? The second stone could have been in the chest, the breastplate. I think the breastplate has to do with the stones over the chest of the high priest. And the second stone was the jasper. Then he says, Mad Baptist, the sardine stone is a red stone that shows justice. This is the first stone in the breastplate. Oh, this is such wonderful teaching and information. There also was a rainbow round about the throne that shone through an emerald. So, in this chapter 4, verse 3, you have the jasper stone, you have the sardine stone or the sardin stone, you have the rainbow, and you have the emerald. And the sardine stone, according to Mad Baptist, has to do with justice and is red and is the first stone. The second stone is the jasper stone that shows different colors like the crystallizusa. And then you have also the rainbow around the throne and the emerald. So the high priest garments is connected to this science. And I'm reminded of a program that I saw on the ancient aliens in which they posited that the high priest garments in concert with the Ark of the Covenant were mimicking the creation through light and sound, and the stones would emit light, and with the Ark of the Covenant, sound and light and and one of the cherubs on either side of the mercy seat. The one cherub on the right side of the mercy seat, you facing it, and the mercy seat and the Ark of the Covenant representing the light of the sun coming out of the east. So when you face the Ark of the Covenant, the right side is the negative charge, the feminine, the sacred divine feminine, the negative charge, the electron. The left side would be the positive charge, the proton. And then light and sound and positive and negative charge. And then the mercy seat, you would have pure energy produced. And so the ancient aliens people were teaching us that this Ark of the Covenant and the high priest garments was the mechanism to produce nuclear energy that mirrored the science of the universe and Christos light energy, nuclear energy, light and sound, atom. Atomos, all of those words describing what they call today the Higgs field, the Higgs boson, the God particle, the Hadron collider, colliding two protons. I wonder, should they collide a proton and a neutron together? I don't know. I'm speculating. But the Hadron Collider, two protons. So they're all mimicking creation. Big Bang. The Christ light, light and sound, the spiral dance of the cosmos, and the transforming of the waters of noon into the mass material matter that we have today in today's universe. So let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.